The new health exchanges are often described as something akin to Orbitz or Travelocity, a central place, a website, where insurance can be researched, compared, and purchased.
Competition, of course, in markets is the way we in this country try to make reasonable prices and good quality available to people, and so that's one of their roles.
Professor Timothy Jost with Washington and Lee University in Virginia says another key role of the exchanges is subsidies. When the individual mandate kicks in January 2014, the federal government will offer tax credits to low and middle income people. But the financial support is only available if you purchase through the new exchange. So reform advocates say it is crucial that New Hampshire have its exchange up and running. And Insurance Department Commissioner Roger Savini says it will be.
Although we're behind from the standpoint of doing some of the work that needs to be done, I don't think we're behind in the thinking with regard to where we need to go. And frankly, I think that in the end, we'll be okay.
But this isn't all resting on Savini's shoulders. In fact, one thing complicating implementation is how many different bodies are involved in the state. The Insurance Department, Health and Human Services, Governor Hassan, two legislative committees, a community advisory board. While they jostle for authority, the big components of the exchange are actually left to the federal government. That's because New Hampshire is opting for what's called a partnership exchange. So are five other states, including Arkansas.
Well, it's going fast and furious. We have these deadlines that you're, I'm sure, aware of.
Cindy Crone directs the exchange in Arkansas. She says her state and Delaware are the furthest along in preparation. In a partnership, the feds create the website and 1-800 call center, but the states need to set up systems to regulate the insurance plans sold on the exchange. Partner states can also train and monitor what are called in-person assisters, people who will help the uninsured use the exchange. In Arkansas, they're already accepting applications for the position and will start training soon.
Anything new, you have to have time to work out the bugs, and we'll continually work to improve, but we are working hard to make it the best it can be, and we expect to be operational October 1.
Other partnership states, including West Virginia, Iowa, and Illinois, are roughly even with New Hampshire in terms of preparation. They're all accepting applications from insurance companies to sell plans on the exchange, but each is also hitting roadblocks with the in-person assister program. Here in New Hampshire, Senator Andy Sanborn says those roadblocks are actually a good thing. He wants the state to tread slowly in implementing the partnership. The Republican from Bedford says the feds just aren't providing enough details.
No one has their questions answered. There is no real roadmap of how this thing's going to operate. So we're at the point where I think everyone's really scrambling. And those most at risk right now are the consumer, because they truly don't understand what's happening.
Last month, Sanborn led a vote to freeze $5 million in federal grant money earmarked for the in-person assister program. If New Hampshire doesn't accept the funds, that portion of the partnership basically fades away. Sanborn says he's always doubted the ACA, but that right now he's simply protecting his constituents.
It's not political. Now it's operational. Now it's making sure that we as legislators are doing right by the taxpayers and small business owners and individuals.
Representative Ed Butler sits on a legislative committee charged with oversight of the health law in New Hampshire, along with Senator Sanborn. The Democrats still see a partisan divide, but not one strong enough to halt the partnership.
I think in some respects, as difficult or complex as it is, you're seeing our state move ahead with a very complex and challenging process, one that is very politically charged, and yet one that is the law of the land. So how do we do it? How do we make it something that becomes something that New Hampshire can be involved in and yet listen to, hear, and respect as much as possible all pieces of the puzzle?
A complicated puzzle, and one that must be solved by October 1st. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.